Chapter 9. Dogberry and his men discover the truth. Leonardo was very angry and disturbed by what had happened in the church. His brother Antonio tried to calm him, but it was no good.
"Don't tell me to be calm,"
the old man cried.
"I love Hero, and I can't bear the idea that she has been dishonoured. I can't bear it, I tell you,"
he shouted.
"Don't make yourself suffer,"
Antonio advised him.
"Think of the people who accused her. It's only right that they should suffer too."
"You're right,"
Leonardo agreed.
"I'm sure that Hero is innocent. Claudio and the prince have lied about her."
Suddenly, the prince and Claudio appeared. They were embarrassed to see Leonardo and his brother after what had happened. They bowed awkwardly and began to walk away.
"Just a moment,"
Leonardo called after them.
"I want to speak to you. You have wronged my daughter."
"Don't quarrel with us,"
Don Pedro advised him.
"You, Claudio, you have behaved badly,"
Leonardo shouted.
"You lied about Hero, and now she's dead. I'm going to fight you, young man."
"You're too old for fighting,"
Claudio replied.
"I won't fight you, Leonardo."
Antonio stepped forward angrily.
"Then you'll fight me, young man,"
he announced.
"I'm not too old for fighting. I loved my niece. You'll fight me, I say,"
he repeated. Now Leonardo was worried. His brother did not know that Hero was still alive.
"I can't let him fight, Claudio,"
Leonardo thought.
"I must stop him. Brother,"
he began.
"Leave me alone,"
Antonio said roughly.
"I'm not scared of fighting him. I know what these young men are like."
"But Antonio,"
Leonardo said desperately.
"Leave me alone, I say,"
Antonio said to Leonardo.
"Let me deal with this."
"Don't quarrel, gentlemen,"
the prince said again.
"I am sorry that Hero's dead,"
he told Leonardo.
"But she was guilty, my friend. She was guilty."
Leonardo held onto his brother's arm.
"Come on,"
he ordered him.
"We'll make them listen to us another time."
Leonardo and Antonio walked away. Don Pedro and Claudio stood talking together. They were glad that they had avoided a fight with Leonardo and Antonio. Then they saw Benedick approaching.
"Just the man we want to see,"
Claudio told him happily.
"We're both sad, Benedick. We need you to cheer us up a little."
Don Pedro looked closely at Benedick. He noticed that the young man was very pale.
"What's the matter?"
he asked. Benedick ignored the prince and spoke quietly to Claudio.
"I'm going to fight you,"
he whispered fiercely.
"You choose the weapons and you choose the time. But if you don't fight me, I'll tell everyone you're a coward."
Don Pedro did not hear what Benedick said to Claudio. He thought the two young men were having a joke together. He decided to tease Benedick a little about Beatrice.
"It's really true that Beatrice loves you,"
he said pleasantly.
"You'll be a married man soon, my friend, just as I told you,"
he predicted with a laugh. Benedick did not smile at the prince's joke.
"My lord,"
he said politely,
"you have always treated me well. I thank you for that. I will not serve you any longer. Your brother, Don John, has left Messina. The three of you have killed an innocent young child."
Benedick walked away from Don Pedro and Claudio. He was very angry with them.
"He's serious,"
Don Pedro said in surprise. He thought for a moment.
"My brother's left Messina. I wonder why."
Just then, Dogberry and some of his men came into sight. They had Boracchio and Conrad with them.
"Isn't that Boracchio and Conrad?"
Don Pedro said to Claudio.
"I wonder why they're prisoners."
He called out to Dogberry.
"Stop! Tell me why these two men are prisoners. What have they done?"
Dogberry bowed to the prince and Claudio.
"These two men,"
he told them,
are liars. They have told lies about a lady here in Messina, and they are bad men.
Don Pedro now spoke to Borachio.
What have you done?
He asked. Borachio looked ashamed.
This constable here has found out the truth,
he said, pointing to Dogberry.
He heard me telling Conrad about Don John's plan to deceive you and Claudio. It was your brother who invented the story about Hero. It was Margaret you saw in Hero's clothes talking to me. Hero was innocent, and now she's dead. I am very sorry, sir.
Poor Hero,
Claudio groaned.
I should have believed in you.
He began to weep.
Leonardo knows everything by now,
Dogberry said to the prince.
We sent him a message as soon as we discovered the truth. But here he is,
he said.
I see him, coming now.
Where's the man who killed my daughter with his lies?
Leonardo shouted loudly. Borachio looked ashamed.
It was me, sir,
he said humbly.
I killed your daughter.
You didn't do it by yourself,
Leonardo told him angrily.
Don John, Don Pedro and Claudio are also responsible for her death.
You're right, Leonardo,
Claudio said quietly.
I was wrong. I treated Hero badly. You must punish me if you wish, but I made an honest mistake.
Me too,
Don Pedro said sadly.
I made an honest mistake, but you have suffered, Leonardo. I wish I could do something to help you.
You can't bring my daughter back,
Leonardo said sternly.
But there is something you can both do for Hero. Tell the people of Messina that my daughter was innocent. And tonight, go to her grave and pray for her there. Write an epitaph for her tomb. Will you do that for Hero?
Don Pedro and Claudio agreed to go to Hero's grave that night.
And you, Claudio?
Leonardo went on.
There's something else you can do. My brother Antonio has a daughter. She's very like poor Hero. Marry my brother's daughter, just as you would have married mine. Will you do that?
Claudio bowed his head.
I'll marry your niece,
he said.
It's the least I can do to make peace between us again.
Then come to my house tomorrow morning,
Leonardo ordered.
In the meanwhile, I want to speak to Margaret. I don't believe she knew anything about Don John's wicked plan.
She didn't, sir,
Borachio said.
Margaret's a good girl. She knew nothing about it.
Meanwhile, Benedick had decided to write Beatrice a poem. He was not a good poet, however, and writing was difficult. The first line of the poem came easily.
The God of Love. That's good,
he thought.
Very direct and very romantic. Now what shall I put?
He thought for a moment, and then he wrote,
The God of Love that sits above. Now, this is easy,
he told himself. He thought again.
The God of Love that sits above and knows me, and knows me how much I deserve.
Benedick threw the pen down onto the table in disgust. He could not think of anything else to say. He went for a walk in Leonardo's garden. Here he met Beatrice, and the two lovers began talking.
I've spoken to Claudio,
Benedick told her.
He knows he has to fight me, or I will tell everybody that he's a coward. But tell me,
he asked,
what made you fall in love with me?
All your bad qualities,
Beatrice joked.
There are a lot of them, you know. And what about you?
She asked.
What made you love me?
I never meant to love you,
Benedick told her simply.
And how is Hero?
He asked seriously.
She is very unhappy,
Beatrice told him. Suddenly, they heard someone running towards them. It was Ursula, one of Hero's ladies-in-waiting. She called loudly to Beatrice.
You must come quickly, Beatrice,
Ursula said.
Everything's going to be all right. Hero's innocent. It was all a plot by Don John to hurt the prince and Claudio. Come quickly.
Benedick and Beatrice smiled at each other. This was good news indeed.
Let's go and hear this news together,
Beatrice suggested.
Let's,
agreed Benedick. He held out his hand and Beatrice took it. They walked quickly towards the house.